WSKY, WSKY HD1. Picking up at Gainesville, Ocala, the Villages.
In Odyssey Station. Who got it right? Who got it way wrong? Sorting it all out with you. Hear about it first. Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
8:06 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Our special guest, Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. Carl, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you, brother?
I'm doing fine. Look, hey, I got to hit you hard, man. I'm okay. Too nice to you. We had a caller call in, and she was very upset about some kind of homeless folks that squatted 27 west of I-75. Nobody will do anything about it. She's very frustrated. Carl, can you help her?
Well, sure. Let them, have her give me an email. My email is on our website at MarionCountyFL.org. Send me an email. I'll forward that over to the sheriff. We are always working on issues like that. If it's on I-75, the sheriff continually reports to us. One of the hardest parts about that is getting any prosecution on it, especially with it being, state or federal highway right away versus like county right away. Those things are, a little bit of a different challenge. And what happens is we constantly arrest those people. We put them in jail for a couple of days and they go back out of the same corner. We have that issue in some areas, thankfully, not quite as bad as other counties, but we continually work on that. And if she'll, send me the information, I'll certainly forward that and work with the sheriff to try to remedy it, because, it's one of those things that pop up from time to time and we have to constantly take care of.
All right. Thank you. And there's, the COVID thing escalating in a lot of parts, spreading this variant. Hospitals are busy and crowded. You even have a Marion County jail. Couldn't transfer a couple of prisoners because they were COVID positive. Where are we at now in Marion County?
So, as we look right now, we're still up at like a 27.4 positivity rate, about 2,600 new cases in Marion County. The good news is about 5,000 people or just under that have been vaccinated in the last week or so or 10 days. So we continue to, vaccinate people that are responding, and more people are looking at that with this second, basically, outbreak, if you will. I think one of the bigger numbers to look at, though, as anything else, is 55 people in the ICU beds with COVID-19. Of course, is a larger indication of how sick people are really getting, and only about 2%, 98% of whom are unvaccinated. So 98% of them. So only 2% are actually vaccinated. So it does show that, even with this other variant, that the vaccines are helping or at least making the cases less severe. The youngest local patient currently being tested is 8 years old. But
do you know if that patient has underlying conditions or other conditions?
I don't know offhand.
Okay. All right.
And the ER wait times are in excess of 12 hours. So, we're certainly overloaded, just like everybody in, out throughout the state of Florida and some places in the, through the country. I know that you've talked about, I'm sure already, the FDA has authorized the vaccine booster shot for, some very immune compromised people, those looking for organ transplants and so on. We're still doing testing for those that want to get tested Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 2 at the Southeastern Livestock Pavilion. So it's easy to get in and out. Vaccines are available if those would like that, 9:30 to 11:30 at the Overman Building in the Rainbow Lake State. So we're trying to get them out in different communities, as well as the Marion Oaks Community Center Fridays and all August long from 3 to 6 p.m. And at the McIntosh Civic Center, there'll be a mobile vaccine clinic August 21st from 2 to 6 p.m. So we got things going on. We're trying to help more and more people if they want to get vaccinated, as we see that, to try to get the vaccine out in the community. One of the other cool things that I think is really interesting, too, is that the IV treatment or the antibody treatment, people are waiting too long, Bob, to get that. There's about a 10-day window. And what I found out with my mother was that once they, had to go to the hospital or put you on oxygen, they no longer administer that treatment, or at least.
Are you talking about Regeneron, the monoclonal antibody?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So once they put you on oxygen, they don't give that to you. People are waiting too long. They're coming to, you know, day 5, 6, and 7 from symptoms. And then by the time they get scheduled, they're after day 10. So they're running into issues. They won't do it after day 10, I believe. You do have to meet some qualifications for it. And then one of the other things that we've talked about at our board meeting and that I think will be great is to also try to get that IV treatment into the hands of private providers. And then also maybe have some other places in the community where we can set it up. I mean, obviously, that does take 3 hours or so to administer the entire thing. So it does tie up, you know, lots of waiting rooms, but there are physicians out there that want to offer this. And so I think when we can get it out of the hospital and stop tying up those resources, and put it in doctors' hands across the community, you know, hopefully we'll have better success with that program as well.
Yeah, you can see how having the ER so backed up that you have 12 hours waiting at an ER.
Yes, sir.
You can see how those ramifications spread out to your entire community, not just those battling with COVID or the fear of it. So, yeah, that's
right.
Real. Let's talk about all this money you have. I want to get in line for some of this cash. You've got $80 million in your back pocket, Carl Zalek. What are you going to do with it?
Well, so, you know, this is part of what's come down from the state and federal government as far as the American Rescue Plan. It is different than the CARES Act, which was money that we put into. So what we're looking for, what the major things are, is obviously, you know, some of it's going to be used for, you know, anything we have related to COVID. We still have some CARES Act money left over. But one of the other big things that they wanted to push were infrastructure projects with the with this American Rescue Plan. And so one of the things that we really lacked, of course, with our springs and other things, is trying to get water and sewer out to places that, you know, are near Silver Springs, are near some of our impaired water bodies, line extensions to help with affordable housing and trying to, you know, create housing that is not so expensive that it prices the average worker out of home ownership. And you can see what it's done to the rental market as, you know, the unemployment thing came, you know, people weren't able to evict folks. Rental markets got really tight. The home, you know, housing prices went up and people started selling their rentals, which left an even greater shortage in those areas. So we're going to put those things back to work, invest in water and sewer projects that will help those other projects, housing projects, in regard to, you know, more affordable housing and workforce housing to come online. So that's our goal, is to protect our springs and bring workforce housing online with the infrastructure dollars that become available through this grant.
Yeah, I mean, when you start spreading it out on stuff like that, it you'll eat that up pretty quick. But you want to maintain the springs. That's ecotourism related to that, and it's an important part of the community in many ways. So sounds like you're being proactive. What's going on with this back to school bash?
Yeah, so our animal services, of course, is awesome, and they continue. Oh, I'm sorry, the back to school bash. Our Silver Spring Shores Recreational Center is holding this back to school bash Saturday, August 21st, from 10 to noon. This is a drive-through donation event where we'll be giving away backpack stuff with school supplies, as well as bike helmets, safety literature. For all these folks that are riding their bikes and sometimes for the first time to school, staff and volunteers will be on hand to direct cars. Only children that are present with guardians will be given the supplies and donations. So please come on out. If you want to give them a call and find out more information, that's 352-438-2810. Again, that's 352-438-2810. And be part of our Back to School Bash.
All right, and I know August is Pawgust, and trying to clear the shelters out and stuff like that. I'll give folks some of that information off the air since we're running up against the clock. But basically, go to the animal centers anytime, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5, and maybe pick out one of these animals. There's also an essay contest, and you can check with Marion County Animal Services Facebook page for more info. Carl, always a pleasure. Hate to have to wrap it up so soon, but you take care of yourself, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day, sir.
All right. Carl Zalig, Marion County Commissioner, giving us a straight scoop like he does. We appreciate that. It is 8:16. You are tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house. Much more to talk about. 7-day mandate, mask up in Alachua County, and then there's Afghanistan. All on the way. 97.3, The Sky.